Sand Creek. Two Butte Creek, Plum Creek.
That's great. And the big river is called the
Arkansas River.
Okay. Now, a creek is a, how would you describe a creek? Is it bigger than a river or smaller than
a river? Oh, it's much smaller.
And does it flow all the time or is it
No, sometimes it doesn't flow. And when we have rains and things, and then it will flow.
Okay.
But some do flow all the time, but some don't.
All right. The ones that don't, do they have a particular name for them? Are they called dry bed creeks or wet weather creeks or anything like
that?
No.
They'll just say, well, Plum Creek's up or, you know, one of the creeks are up. That means there's water in them.
Okay. What would you call this? This is relates to the up in the mountains, but a cleared area in the mountain. It might be real grassy, but it's an open area where there aren't any trees. Do people have a name for an area like that?
No, I guess because we have so many of those. They're just you know, I don't know that.
Okay, would they? I was looking for the word meadow. If that's a word.
We really don't have meadows here.
Okay.
If you have a meadow, it's probably man-made.
Okay. A couple of words that I've heard here that I wanted to ask you about in Colorado. One is a park, and not, you know, not a municipal park, but a park is a natural area. Are you familiar with that?
Well, yes, I'm familiar with it. We don't have any here.
Okay.
They're all man-made here.
Okay. But what would a park up in the mountains be? Do you know what that would be? You know, is that like just an open area?
Well, I always think as a state park
okay.
or a mountain park
okay.
or a national park.
Okay. Well, how about a basin?
A basin?
Yes.
Well, we don't have any basins here.
Okay.
Is
that that's an area where water is collected, an area that kind of water flows into? Okay. This is just a pronunciation item. You see a lot of these in Florida. It's land that is underwater most of the year.
Swamps?
Yes. But I'm sure y'all don't have anything.
No, we don't have any swamps.
Okay. What would people, you mentioned what's it called again?
Two buttes.
Two buttes.
Mm-hmm.
What is a butte?
Well, it's a rise out of the ground, and it's mostly dirt. There is rock, but it's mostly dirt.
Okay.
Now, down and around where Raymond was lived when he was a kid, there's a lot of buttes down there. And it'll be a prairie-type land, flat land, and then these buttes just come up, and they go for maybe a mile or so. And it's just a high ridge that is built up.
What's the difference between that and like a hill?
Well, it's much different because the buttes are generally straight up, and you don't, you have to start at the beginning of a butte and go up on top where a hill is different. A hill is high and up and down, where a butte is high, straight across.
And a really huge hill would be called a...
I don't know, a mountain, I suppose.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering about the differences between all of those different things. You mentioned butte.
Two buttes is a mountain.
Okay.
Two buttes is a mountain. Two butte mountain.
Okay. That's helpful.
Because it's too high for a hill, and it is a small mountain, and no one has ever yet decided what happened there, whether it was a volcano or something that raised that. But we also have petrified oyster beds down around two buttes. And out on the ranch, the boys has dug up back petrified fish bones that was big as whales, like, and they sent those to the college. So at one time, this area has all been underwater. Has been a complete underwater at one time because of the fossils that's underground.
It's hard to imagine with it being this dry, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
is.
Was ever underwater.
But we have there's some of those drawings down there on that rock. There was one drawing of way, way up high on the rock where you can't even get to it. And it's a drawing of a boat, a sailboat. Now, how did that get up there? Unless someone put that up there when there was water.
Must have been.
And it hasn't deteriorated because it's too high for people to get up and demolish it.
What is a, we've talked about the rounded hills. What would a flat topped hill be called? Would that be called
Well, that would be a butte.
Would that be a butte?
I think, now okay. I may be wrong, but I'm sure that's okay. what it would be.
How about a mesa? Would it be called a mesa, or is that something
Well, it
different?
Could be a mesa, okay. too. But I don't think it would be as high. A mesa, I don't think, is quite as high as a butte.
Now, these irrigation ditches out here, you call, what were the names of them?
There was Amity.
Amity.
And Fort Lyon, and